You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So, Father, we thank you that when we lift our voice and shout, all the walls come tumbling down. So we speak to fear, it has to fall. We speak to worry, it has to fall. We speak to doubt, it has to fall. We speak to grief, it has to fall. We speak to lack, it has to fall. We speak to disobedience, it has to fall. We speak to worry, it has to fall. We speak to depression, it has to fall. We speak your word and it rises. It rises above every situation and circumstance. Father, we thank you in advance for your anointing that's present today. We thank you that your healing is going forth throughout this congregation, throughout all that are watching worldwide. We thank you in advance that how they came in is not how they're going to leave out, because your anointing is strong. Your anointing is present, that anointing of peace that will allow us to hear your word as it goes forth in might, power, and dominion. And all in agreement say, amen, amen, amen. Have a seat, guys. Glory to God. Welcome to CGM. We got some good stuff that's going to take place today. And all I'm asking you to do is be a participant of it. Started a new series on called Ignite. That's fire. Y'all know what Ignite is, right? That's when you set something on fire. But what we want to do is we want to get to a place where anger is not on fire. You follow what I'm saying? Anger is not on fire, because anger can be a result of uncertainty. What we talked about last week or the week before was how uncertainty, when you are certain about something, you rest in it. If you know that loan going through for the house, you're certain about it so you can rest in it. When you know that child is going to do the right thing, you can rest, because what? You certain. But what we found out was when we get uncertain, that's when trouble comes, because we don't know what to expect. You coming home and you and your spouse supposed to go out on a nice date and something happened and you can't go. You get a little teed out because you've been thinking about that for how long? Whenever y'all discussed it. You promised a new job or you promised your first apartment. And then all of a sudden something falls through. You were certain that you were going to move in. But anger arises when you are uncertain. But what we got to do is get to the point where we can talk to the anger. Tell it what it's going to do. Tell it what's not allowed. Okay? So this is a word that God gave me. He said, if uncertainty is one driving force of anger, and we are living in one of the most uncertain times we have ever encountered, who will be in control, us or our anger? That's a real question. So guys, decide over here. Give me two people. Who do you think I'm being? And don't just say it because it's the right thing to say. Say it because you feel that way. Based off what you're going through right now, who's winning, anger or you? You say us? All right, I got one person over there. Okay, what about this side? Who winning? Ed? Us? Okay. Who we got back here?
Pastor, my anger been winning lately. So
okay, I appreciate your honesty. Well, then you're going to pay attention to the teacher. Get your healing. Appreciate your honesty. Our struggle with anger. Y'all write this down because I want it to be real for you. Our struggle with anger can warp our perspective so we can't trust it. So if you know you got issues with anger, that means you can't trust it, right? Because it's going to warp your perspective. You're going to see the other person. You won't see what you did in it. How many of us know him to see our part in it? Okay, everybody say amen. That's where I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it right there, Candace. I'm going to leave it right there. We don't know him to see our part in it. But when we get angry, our perspective get twisted. It get warped. And we see them as doing the wrong, always doing the wrong thing. We don't even pay attention to our tone of voice. Y'all know your tone of voice. Yeah, you know, you might say something right. You might say something proper. But your tone. Can anybody give me a tone of voice? We'll say, come on. So okay. Then, you know, what he heard was, honey, come on. But is that what we'll say? All right. I'm going to move on. Y'all not like struggling with that anger piece. So this was awesome. I'm just looking at scriptures about anger. Check this out. Anger boomerangs. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9 in the Message. Y'all check this out, though. Don't be quick to fly off the handle because anger boomerangs. Y'all know what that is, right? You throw it, and then what does it do? It come back. All right, y'all ready for the next part? You can spot a fool by the lumps on his head. You look at somebody. I mean, y'all pay attention there. Pay attention. Have y'all ever seen somebody with a black eye? Did you have to ask them what happened? Why didn't you have to ask them what happened? Because you know something bad happened. Their mama and their daddy told them, just let them have the last word. Don't say nothing back to them. Just leave them alone. But no. I'm going to say what I feel. There's a lot of people in the cemetery that said had the last word. That's all I'm saying. I mean, Ecclesiastes said it right there. Your anger, you're quick. It'll fly off on the handle, but it's going to come back. So, you know, next time you see somebody with something on the head, you know, it might not be a mosquito bite. Somebody might have tapped them on the head. All right. Stop being angry. Psalms 37, verse 8 says, and guys, in this teaching, not right now, I'm going to teach you how to process anger in real time, okay? In Psalms chapter 37, verse 8, it says, stop being angry, turn from your rage. Uh-oh, what's going to happen? Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. See, we thinking our anger going to lead to their harm. Am I lying on anybody? I know this is an angry side back there. This side trying to act holy over here. But it only leads to harm. Whose harm? Yours. There's no such thing as an unexpressed emotion. It goes somewhere and it does something. You're going to say something ugly or special, and then you think you're going to walk away and it's not going to affect you? The thing about sports is I got to get you to play my game and not yours. So if you're a person that's easygoing and then you encounter somebody that's hostile, chaotic, special, they can say things ugly and it don't bother them because where they live? They live there. You're a peaceful person, easygoing person. But then it jumps all over you. Well, why would they say such a thing? Because they special. I mean, let me just be real. Can I be real for a second? Why are we surprised by the same people that always act ugly? I mean, if they always late, then why are you surprised? Well, I thought you were going to be on time. When did that start? You tell them about how great something is, and then what they do? They pop your bubble. So now, every time I tell them I'm getting a raise, getting a new car, getting a new house, getting new clothes, and they say something ugly, then why are you telling them? But then you come back and you say, yeah, I tried to tell her. I told her I'd even buy her something or buy him something. Why are you going through all that? You knew what to expect. It leads to harm. But, I mean, y'all don't like this, but it's okay. It's okay. It's still true anyway. People are where they are because that's where they choose to be. If you got a mind, and everybody do, he said, think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, virtuous, of good report. So if something is not virtuous or life-giving, why are we hanging around with it? If something not peaceful, why are we hanging around with it? There is no law to say you got to visit them. Meet them outside somewhere. Meet them outside the door. Go out to lunch and not dinner. Y'all know why I say lunch. You got to get back to work. Dinner is on and on and on. So I'm going, and you drive. Don't ride. I mean, I'm just all talking about people who are special. If you got somebody that's you can be with and you enjoy being with, you ain't got to put up your guard. Anybody ever here put up the guard when you're around certain people? Raise your hand. Got to put up guard. Because y'all look around and y'all make sure y'all see y'all not by yourself. So I'm permitting myself to be angry because I'm eating with you. Y'all try this. Y'all ready? Just say no. In a minute, I'm going to say, y'all repeat after me. Repeat after me. Just say no. Okay? Just try it. Now, you know, if they in here, they're going to know what happened. Pastor told them to say no. And then they said, hey, man, can we get together tomorrow? No. Pastor told you that. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. All right. So anger can be a result of uncertainty. Now, I'm really aiming this at the teens that are in here because I want them to know what's happening to their body when they get angry. You know, because most adults, we got special ones in here that say they don't get angry. So this won't be for them. Okay? So y'all help me out. Facial expressions, frowning or glaring. Can I get a teen to come up and show us what that look like? All right, you can take the mask down so they can see everything, brother. There it is right there. Miss Erica, are you here? Where's Miss Erica? Raise your hand. That's the mama right there. Have you ever seen that face? Ooh, liar, liar, pants on fire. And you say nothing wrong. So, Devin, how long do it take you to admit there's something wrong? I need a mic, guys. What did you say? I don't have to. She already answered. Thank you anyway. Thank you anyway. She said he don't admit it. He don't admit it. All right, so I need another face. Body language, strong stance or turning away. Who's going to come up? What team going to come up and show me that? You a teen? Come on up. Trying to act like a teen. Come on up. Okay. All right. Y'all saw? Body language. Stance ready to fight, right? All right, let's see what this one. Tone of voice. Speaking grumpy and yelling. Who is that? See why y'all down? Uh-oh. Here come. Okay, now. Here come the brother coming. He's breathing before he get here. All right, brother, what's going on? You can take the mask down for this one. All right, thank you, brother. Physical response, sweating and turning red. I don't think we can do that one. Okay, all right. Aggressive behavior, hitting, kicking, or throwing. Who said they'll throw something in a minute? Oh, yeah. We already seen you. We got to talk to you. Talk to that sister. Anybody ever see anybody like that? Yeah. What normally happen? They punch the wall? Hurt themselves? But get a sister mic. Tell us what you do. She says she kicking, hitting, and throwing. Go ahead. What normally happen? What's happened? So like if
I'm in the kitchen, maybe a little bit more forceful.
Okay.
If I'm in the room trying to clean up stuff.
Okay.
A little bit more forceful.
Gotcha. Okay.
Sound effects.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate the honesty. Yes, sir. How many people sitting beside her? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Security. Just be on the lookout. Huh? Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
So I have a question.
Okay.
And this is a serious question. So We're talking about this, so why is everybody laughing?
Because that's how they're processing the pain, the reality of it. Were you not laughing?
I was not laughing.
Because?
Because I don't think it's funny.
Okay, but you enter into it.
I enter into it as being very serious when they do these things.
Okay, so you process your emotions different than how they're processing theirs, but it's not to say that it's right or wrong. It's just whatever they have to do to process it, okay? But good question. All right, what else? I meant this. Fools display their anger. A short-sighted fool always loses his temper and displays his anger. So you know what they're going to do. Because what did the scripture say? See, we try to add stuff to the word that's not there. It said they're going to display it. So they're going to show it. So we don't have to wonder about when. We can wonder when, but it's going to happen. But a wise man uses self-control and holds it back. Uses self-control. So self-control is a choice. So I'm going to ask you a question. So what is self-control? You want to say something? Go ahead, Tamika. You want to say something? She keeps looking at me. Might come in her way. What is self-control?
Not reacting when you want to.
Not reacting when you want to. Okay. So what stops you from doing that, Tamika? I mean, what do you have to tell yourself to operate in not doing what you want to do?
I'm usually praying, so I don't do what I want to do.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, over here. Well, what stops you from doing what you don't want to do? How do you use self-control when you get angry?
I try to walk out of the room and take a time out.
So okay, okay, walk out of the room, take a time out. Okay, all right, who else? How do you use self-control when you get angry?
Yes, I say that my peace...
Where's he at? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I say that I'm going to keep my peace. It's not worth it.
Okay, I'm going to keep my peace. Okay, it's not worth it. Okay. We got one up here. Because, see, the emotion comes first, then the thought comes. The emotion is so quick, it comes first. And then you got to ask yourself, so what am I thinking? What am I feeling?
Someone online just said, what about not showing it, but shut down to be in control?
Ooh. That's... shut down to be in control. As long as they are still processing when they shut down, because most people, when they shut down, what happens is they are staying in that moment instead of processing past the moment. You understand what I'm saying? Just being real time. Can we go real time just for a quick second? And I appreciate your honesty. Sometimes we shut down because we want somebody else to ask us what's wrong. But if we're shutting down and we're processing, okay, now, I'm going to count to 10 because if I don't, I'm going to jump out at him. I'm going to give him a Darren face. I'm going to give him a face. So as long as you are shutting down for distance and processing that, because you don't want that stuff to house up. Y'all know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, think about consequences.
Okay, that's what you'll do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you think about consequences. And what's one that you were glad that you did, Mike?
There was times in the past where I could have gotten myself in some serious trouble if I had followed my anger.
Okay.
So for every action, there's a consequence.
Okay.
So
right.
You got to keep that in mind when you get angry.
Okay. All right.
And sometimes, the person wants you to react.
Yeah.
So I purposely don't react because I know the person wants a reaction.
Okay. Have y'all ever told yourself something while you're looking at somebody special? Okay, all right. Y'all ain't cussing them out, though, in your mind, do y'all? Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate your honesty. Okay, all right.
When I'm angry, I may say something that I regret.
Uh-huh.
So I've learned to just hesitate.
Okay.
Until I can get myself together. Because I don't trust myself.
Gotcha, okay.
When I'm in that initial emotion.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. All right. So we can tell that we need some healing manifest, right? Yeah. And it's okay. I mean... Jesus got angry when he went in the temple. I mean, he didn't see no belt, so he just got some rope and tied it up. And he's like, okay, I'm going to take care of this. When you turn over money, you deal with anybody ever deal with money? And you lend it to somebody, they don't pay you back? Uh-oh, Nicole, it didn't happen. And I'm telling you, man, that relationship different. But he went in there because he knew he was in right standing. That's righteous indignation. Righteous indignation is when you walk through the fire, you don't get burnt. It don't, I mean, even the fire run from you because you're walking in the power of God. And I'm telling you, you say what needs to be said and you do what needs to be done. Yeah, just wait on that from God, okay?
Don't. Okay, go ahead. Somebody had a question back there. Everybody good? So you told me what self-control is, and you also told me how you use it when you get angry. How many of y'all were honest with that? Okay, all right. One brother, raise his hand. All right. Now, let's look at signs of anger. And this is where I want adults who don't know when, you know, because some of us don't know when we're angry. How many of y'all have a child with that? Be honest. Okay. All right, two, three, four. Okay. All right, these signs of anger. Always feeling displeased or dissatisfied. You're always mad about something. You get a meal and you don't like how the toast was toasted. You're always mad about something. Somebody take you to the movies and you're mad because you can't sit in the middle seat. Okay? Okay, yes, sir. I finally grew. Wayne and I, we go to the movie now because he the action man. We go to the movie action. And I usually sit in the middle. Got to sit in the middle because that way you're seeing everything in the center. And I worked on that thing, man. You know, I did it gradually. How many of y'all know change can be gradual? Yeah. So, you know, I get almost to the middle. And then I step out a little bit further. Now I can sit on both ends and watch the movie and enjoy the tip. That's all. Yes, sir. Anything that, write this down. Don't be mastered by anything that's not of God. Because who you yield yourself to, that is who you are servant to. So I thought to myself, man, that's jacked up. You got to sit in the middle of the movie. You should be able to sit. All them seats they got, why you got to be in the middle? I'm just this, man. So anything that conquers you, sitting. Except you in love with God. And he doesn't force his way. It's a choice. But anything, I mean, is Audrey in here? She over there? Audrey, just want to let you know I eat more than four cookies. I just want to tell Audrey, because, you know, four cookies. I told the congregation, I said, I eat four cookies. But see, that's my way of giving myself a boundary. Audrey, she loved me. I think it was my birthday. She gave me two packs of four cookies. And I said, Audrey. So she got the picture. For Christmas, she gave me a whole bunch of cookies. Amen? But see, that was my way. If I know I'm addicted to cookies, then I got to set a boundary with that cookie because I'm not supposed to be bound by anything. So, you know, girl, I got my cookies. What kind is honey? Oreo lemons. Oreo lemons. That's a hint. Oreo lemons. Okay? they come in a pack. Certain days they don't sell at Publix. Okay? All right? And so what I do, I just pull back. My hand automatically do like this. See, that's four. I automatically go in and get the four. Like it. That's what it do. Okay? The other day it said, go ahead and get five. You didn't get one yesterday. I said, no, my hand stayed just like that. I'm just telling y'all how it's done. Okay? All right? You heard my wife?
Yep, he does. No, he's serious. He goes in there. We have a box with all his sweets, and mm-hmm. he goes, and his hand is measured a certain amount, mm-hmm. and he comes out with that exact measure.
There it is right there. I just got to eat them slower. Yeah, no, know what I'm talking about? Now, you can make compensation there. I don't eat the whole thing. You got to break it off so you got two pieces. Okay? So then, you know, if you do it forward, by the time it's eight. You see what I'm saying? You got to do stuff with your head, man. I'm serious. And you know, the thing to get me, though, is the one that you pick off, it never has the filler in it. The filler always going on the other side. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Yes, ma'am. Might come your way.
Oh, thank you, Christian.
Yes, sir. Brother.
Well, Pastor, how do you deal with anger when it comes to a loved one? So, like, right now I'm feeling yuckies just from the tone that was just mentioned a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I'm feeling yuckies because I felt like that was not addressed in the right tone.
Okay.
So, I clearly need to say the forgiveness prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The first place I go is my thought. I'm going virtue. What's life-giving? So, I always go life-giving because, to me, if I ask that question, is that life-giving? And the answer is no, then I need to change it really quick. And so that's what I do. I always go life-giving, but then I do forgiveness. Good question. All right? Anybody else? All right. Oh, you got another
one? So when you're having a conversation with somebody, because I'm feeling yuckies too, but I don't call them yuckies, Pastor, but I appreciate that word that y'all got for us. However, I was just sitting back here. I'm glad you said something because I'm sitting back here and I'm feeling like, you know, the atmosphere has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, I'm feeling hot. Like, I'm feeling a lot of them things from your other slide past stuff. And I don't know how, like, let's say in an instant like this, how am I supposed to recover from that so fast? And then try to come right back where we are and into a place where I can receive.
Okay. All right. So you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Put your hand on your heart. She ain't the only one. Okay. Whatever you talk about manifests. So I'm talking about anger. Because I'm tired of the fakeness. I'm tired of fakeness. I'm tired of people dying because they did not process their emotion. I'm tired of that. So people think they're getting away with it and nobody knows about it. That's a bald-faced lie. Is that such thing as a bald-faced lie? Okay. And so what happens is, you know, people take the things that I say over time lightly. But I'm saying it because there is an emergency that people have not realized. See, the devil knows everything there is to know about you because we served him first. So he said, what I'll do is I'll wait over time and their anger will kill them because he thinks he has time. So something to start hurting with your knees, certain your leg, your head, your eyes, those things are not. Those things are inflicted by unresolved anger. Whenever you go to the doctor and the doctor tell you we don't understand or we don't know why that's happening, that's a spiritual thing. I'm not going to let nobody kill me by me not processing how special they are. Not going to do it. So that's just me, and that's my information to you guys. Not one, and Mike needs back there, not one single child of ours in ministry, this is my goal, is going to commit suicide. Because I'm going to do everything that I can in my power to bring them to a place where they know what to do with their emotion, how to process their emotion, when to speak, when to be silent, and when to walk fully in their anointing. I'm not treating them like they're children. These groups that are here, I'm treating them like they're adults because, guys, they know a whole lot more than what they're telling you they know. And I'm not trying to put down no parent. I'm just talking about the people that I talk to that come to counseling that are children. It's real stuff, guys. It is real stuff. And they're not coming home talking about that. I mean, how does that look coming home telling a parent that I'm being bullied? It feels a shame. So, parents, you got to process past that. What does it look like for a child to come home and say, I was over here and I got molested? But it's us that got to look at their behavior and see what changed. But if you're listening to God, you can see through, you can talk through, and you can ask questions enough to get their guards to come down where they can tell you how they really feel. So anger is it. This is what I'm seeing that's going to kill people is anger. Porter?
When you were talking about pain manifesting in your body from anger, if you feel that, are you speaking to the pain or are you going back and checking where that anger is coming from?
I always ask, where is the anger coming from? I'll say, Holy Spirit, show me what I need to know about my knee hurting. What is it attached to? And he tells you fast, because what does he do? He talks fast. So that's what I always do. So once he tells me, then I speak to the anger. And I speak to the anger. If he says it's attached to somebody, then I forgive them, and then I speak to the pain. Yeah, good question. We got one over here.
Pastor, my question is, when you're dealing with children and anger or bullying or any of those things, sometimes I feel that your kids may not tell you because they feel like you're going to embarrass them by going and saying something. Mm-hmm. So how do you as a parent allow your kid to know it's okay for you as a mom or a dad or whomever to, it's like, it's okay to stand up. It's like they don't want you to stand up. It's like they do, but don't want you mm-hmm. to stand mm-hmm. up for them. Mm-hmm. How do you work with that?
Okay,
with
good question. So one of the things you do once they open up, you ask them. Now, I could go to school. I can talk to the principal. We can talk to the parents. How would you want me to handle it? Because I don't want to embarrass you. Now, if they say leave it alone, then what you do? They think you left it alone. Y'all understand what I'm saying? They think you left it alone. But guys, I'm not telling you this to go against your grain. But I have noticed. I know I got confident when I took martial arts. Now, I'm not saying your child going to end up kicking somebody and stuff like that, but it's a lot different when you are prepared for what's about to happen. Anybody in here took martial arts? I mean, what have you guys noticed? Are you more confident? I got mics back there where the two people raised their hand and three people raised their hand.
I guess now if I would think about it more, I'd be more confident and, like, I would know how I would be confident.
Yeah.
But when I was younger and taking martial arts, that was just, I guess, the normal for me, so I didn't feel the type of way about it.
Okay, didn't feel either way?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Appreciate your honesty.
It did make me feel more confident when I took Wing Chun.
It did.
Uh-huh. As a single woman, this is back in my 20s, okay. But as a single woman, okay. I didn't realize that I could be uh-huh. able to overpower someone else. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Who else? One. Okay.
Oh, for me, it was a sense of like a completion or. Like, I got more excited that I could break the board.
Okay, all right.
You know, that type of... So it wasn't really like I wanted to know how to fight somebody. Uh-huh. Or it was just more of that excitement of, ooh, okay, I learned how to do that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think it definitely gives you confidence. Okay. And I know you... When I started doing it, I think people have the assumption that you're doing it to learn how to beat mm-hmm. up on somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's really not what it is. Teaches you a lot of discipline too,
yeah. mm-hmm.
So I think it has more benefits than just giving you confidence.
Gotcha.
Too.
Okay. All right. More benefits than just confidence.
I'm speaking for Trenton. He told me that if somebody bothers him, he gives them a warning because he knows he's stronger than them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, "Don't do it again."
Okay.
Or I'm gonna have to do whatever.
Okay. There.
But it teaches him that he knows he's stronger and mm-hmm. can hurt them, so he mm-hmm. just warns them to leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's how our instructor taught us, was he taught us, the only reason you fight is because you have doubt as to whether you can win. So he says that would be the only reason you would fight. So if you know you can win, just like his, is his taekwondo? That's what mine was. Yeah, and that's what the instructor taught us.
I didn't take martial arts, but I took a self-defense class yeah. at a time when I was at my lowest.
Okay.
And it helped me to walk up straight.
Okay.
And it made me feel like that. It was not okay to gotcha. Treat me any old kind of way.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
I had the power to say no to certain types of behaviors.
Okay.
And I didn't have to put up with it.
Okay. And so if you don't want to send a martial out, a female, your daughter, then take her to a self-defense class. When someone touches you or pushes you, the first thing you do is you look at into their eyes and you make sure you don't blink. Because before you fight, your eyes normally get real small because it's focusing on how it's going to take you out. A person who looks in your eyes, when you're looking at them, they can see your pupils change. You don't say a word. You just look directly into their eyes. And they'll normally say, oh, you think this? And you don't move. But you're setting up distance between you and him or you and him and her. You're setting up distance. So the distance is you step back far enough where they can't kick you. But guys, I'm telling you, the children are, they're not telling you everything. That's the best way I can put that. They're not telling you everything. So it's up to us as parents. But you want to prepare them. So, you know, like I said, you know, I tell you what, you ask the Holy Spirit, is it okay? Because some people don't believe that it's okay to take martial arts while you are a Christian. I just don't go through the meditation process. They say meditate. I'm meditating on him. Okay? But I'm meditating on the warrior scriptures, though. I'm not going love over here. No, I'm not. I'm just being honest with you. Okay, y'all got it? Good questions, though. And we're going to do more at the end of church after church.
Faith said that, yes, in physical situations, she felt more confident.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, stop wishing that it would go away, because that's all I'm going to say. All right, y'all ready to forgive? Get stuff out of your heart. I appreciate it. All right. How many need to do it? Okay. Okay. All right. So just close your eyes. Repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive. and you tell them to who, or if you don't know the person, what about? What is it that you're choosing to forgive? And you're going in detail. You're not just saying about what somebody said or what somebody did. We'll go into detail. Father, I'm choosing to forgive Billy Bob because of what he said and how he disrespected me or dishonored me by saying something a certain way, and his way had a tone attached to it, and it had multiple meanings, and it didn't have what it said. It had multiple things attached to it and so forth. So I'm choosing to forgive, and y'all listed the reason. And I forfeit my right to seek revenge or to hold on to any anger, bitterness, or resentment. I thank you for healing my damaged emotion. I desire to be changed by your spirit into the person of God you created me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Just close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed and just hand that away. Just give it away. Just give it away. Just give it away. Just give it away. Take your hand off your heart and just give it away. And Holy Spirit, now that they have given that away, what is it that you wanted to give them in return for what they just gave you?
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.